You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. About 15 anti-war protesters gathered outside of the office for Member of Parliament Anna Ganey in NDG on Tuesday. This small protest was part of a larger national event where activists across the country urged their local MPs to vote in favor of Bill C-233, known as the No Loopholes Act, ending Canadians' arms shipments to the United States and Israel. Bill C-233 is a private member's bill introduced by NDP MP Jenny Kwan. It goes to a vote on February 26th. The bill is formally called an Act to Amend the Export and Import Permits Act. It seeks to tighten restrictions on shipping military goods to the United States, expand the definition of arms and weapons to include weaponry parts, and create more transparency around what Canada exports and where it goes. The Government of Canada maintains that it has not allowed arms shipments to Israel since January of 2024. However, Israeli import data and publicly available shipping records show imports described as military weaponry and parts and ammunition continue to flow into Israel, in particular through sea and airports in the United States. Here in NDG, Member of Parliament Anna Ganey has never responded to local activists about their concerns regarding Palestine. Her office would not respond to CJLO for comment on this protest. Here is one of the protest organizers, Kimri Gomri. She's the coordinator for World Beyond War Montreal.
We're here protesting nonviolently against a horrible, violent, murderous regime in, you know, and our country's complicity and compliance with that regime. So I think Anna Ganey's a Zionist, like some of our MPs are, and she has no problem with the genocide. But we have a problem with the genocide, and she's supposed to represent us.
Though the protest outside of MP Ganey's office was small, members from multiple different activist groups were present, including World Beyond War, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Vivre Palestine, and Independent Jewish Voices. Here is Scott Weinstein, a member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada, speaking at the demonstration.
A year ago, Canada, you know, seemed to conform to the popular opinion of Canadians to not send arms to Israel. But in fact, they were sending arms to Israel by sending them indirectly first to the United States, which then sent them to Israel. So there's a loophole that no arms go to the United States that would be destined for Israel. And we want people to pressure their MPs to vote for to close that loophole.
Bill C-233 goes to a vote on February 26th in Parliament. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
CJLO, 1690 AM.
Are we back?
We're back.
We are back.
Amazing.
Amazing. I'm your host, Chuck.
I am Jay.
And I'm April. I'm hanging out for the day.
Yeah, April from Anapestis here.
Yay.
And yeah, we'll be hanging out for the next hour here on the Electric Messiah radio show. You're listening to the intro track from the band Worm. It's called Gates to the Shadow Zone. It's from the album Necropalace, and it just came out recently. Aldo loves this. Here, check this
out. I really like intros.
Yeah, I love intros.
I think there needs to be more intros.
There's an art to making a great metal intro.
There is.
For sure.
Yeah. We got a lot of good music on the show today. We got some local bands, some Veil of Maya, some Arch Spire, Angel Maker, Frozen Soul, what? Chat Pile.
Some heavy stuff.
Some Dying Fetus, Beneath the Massacre, Full of Hell.
In it to win it.
But we're going to start out with a band from Japan. Do you guys know Hanabi?
I guess we're about to.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Hanabi?
I've heard the name.
All right. This is the new single. It's called Iconic.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love a good intro.
もう。 Thursdays, 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
The Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Gaube, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is P-H-O-Q-U-E-O-F-F.com.
Where are we here? All right, CJLO 1690, we're back. That was the... Do we have all the mics on? Yeah, we got the mics on.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm here.
We just heard the first radio promo. Let's play it again.
What is this? Where am I, man?
That's Ozzy.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's me.
We got audio from his reality show. Is that you, Jay?
Yeah.
What did you sound like this morning when you woke up, Jay?
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy.
No, not that.
Where am I,
what
man?
Is this? Where am I, man?
Where am I, man?
So to start the show, we played Gates to the Shadow Zone, the intro from the new Worm album, Necro Palace. Really good album. All songs are like 9 to 12 minutes each on that.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. And then after that, we played the new track, the new single by Hanabi called Iconic. They'll be playing at Beanfield Theater, I think, on the 17th of March.
Who are they playing with?
Necro Goblicon.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. And I, okay. I don't know the other. I can't remember the other name of the other band. And then after that, we played the new Stregonaria single from from Sorcerer, from the EP Sorcerer.
Yeah, Rob's
shout
a
out,
good guy.
Shout out Bobby, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, we played the new 53-second song by Frozen Soul called Absolute Zero.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Super huge.
It's you can check that out online, just Absolute Zero Frozen Soul, and it's them just crushing ice for a minute. not a subtle reference. Mm. Yeah. All right. How are you guys doing?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're ready to go? Let's go. Then let's play this. Maybe you guys haven't heard, but the Melvins and Napalm Death are coming out with an album together. It's called...
I heard the first single.
Wait.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. What the hell is it called? It's called... Savage Imperial Death March. And the single is called Tossing Coins into the Fountain of Fuck. Let's play it. You ready?
I can't wait.
Hell yeah. Here incredible title. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's all about the title.
From Full of Hell, and you're listening to Electric Messiah Radio. Hey, this is Dylan from Full of Hell, and you're listening to Electric Messiah Radio, brother.
All right, enough of that nonsense. Turn this back on. So that was the Melvins and Napalm Death, Savage Imperial Death March is the album, and the song was Tossing Coins into the Fountain of Fuck. What? You like that, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's just fun to say.
Yeah, it is fun to say. What else?
It rolls off the tongue.
Does it roll off the tongue?
It rolls off.
It rolls off the tongue. Let's play this Full of Hell track that we forgot to play.
Make sure to check out our track Corpse Light. It's got serious goblin vibes, and you need those in your everyday life.
CJLO, you're listening to the Electric Messiah Radio Show.
And we are back.
And we are back. Your mic's on, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that was Full of Hell with the track Corpse Light from the album Broken Sword, Rotten Shield. Shout out Dylan from Full of Hell. Up next, we have... So on May 1st in Montreal, Sepultura is playing. I think they're playing at... MTELUS. I got it right here. Let me check. So it's, yeah, Sepultura and Exodus at MTELUS. The same nights is the Long Roads Big Loads tour.
Ooh,
yeah.
Archspire.
Long Roads Big Loads.
Tech Death.
Archspire and Mutilation Barbecue, amongst others, at Beanfield. So both those shows are the same night. Archspire, headliner, Sepultura.
Can you be in the same place at two times?
So who do you pick? For maybe older metalheads, it depends on the genre. Older metalheads might go see Exodus.
The million-dollar question is, what are you going to decide?
Well, I've seen Sepultura and Exodus multiple times, but I've never seen Archspire. So we'll figure it out right here. We got a single, the brand new single from Exodus, and the brand new single from Archspire. What do you want to play first?
Play that Archspire.
Yeah, okay.
Their rollout has been pretty insane. I don't know, the first song they dropped from their upcoming record, it's pretty good, pretty catchy. It's incredible to me, like, how catchy they are given how high velocity their music
is.
Yeah,
right? And they have a new drummer right?
Surprisingly, he's not getting shine to fill those shoes.
Right.
It should be a big deal.
That was you talking about last week.
Yeah, there's insane amount of talent is just like required to get you through the door.
Who the hell got that job?
Yeah. Well, let's look it up, and on the other side of this, we'll let you know who got that job. So this is, we're going to play the new Artspire single first, and then we'll play the Exodus single after. This is Limb of Leviticus by Artspire on Electric Messiah Radio. CJLO.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690, mm-hmm. Electric Messiah Radio, every Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m.
New time.
Live in Montreal. Yeah, it's the new time until April 5th. We're just accommodating the other show. Two girls on the radio, Key and Marie. They'll be on right after us from 9 to 10. Check it out. R&B and some hip-hop. Great show. I love those, too.
Real music.
Yeah, real music, unlike what we're doing right now. So that was Arch Spire with Lamb of Leviticus, and then after that we played Exodus with their new single, 3111, otherwise known as 3111. And, yeah, both those bands will be here on the 1st of May at separate venues, so buy a ticket, go to one of them, have fun. Get out of your comfort zone. Stop doing drugs by yourself in your apartment. Very important to get some friends and check in on your mental health. Right, guys? Here.
Absolutely.
Where should we go next? What would you like to hear?
We want to hear some Montreal music.
Some Montreal music? Let's see. How about Beneath the Massacre?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Is that exactly what you were thinking?
Precisely.
Thinking.
Mind Reader.
Yeah.
Montreal Technical Death Metal 2007, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, from the album Mechanics of Dysfunction.
Precisely. The song is called The Surface.
Here on CJLO 1690.
Bada boom. We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690, you're listening to the Electric Messiah Radio Hour here on, like I said, CJLO. They've trained me well to say it over and over and over. You just heard the song Gutter by Filth from the album Southern Hostility. I love that for an album title. And before that, we played Beneath the Massacre, the song The Surface.
That was a good one.
From the album Mechanics of Dysfunction. Yeah, the drums on that were...
insane.
Insane, yeah.
Inhuman.
Inhuman. Let's see, it's... well, you know what? It's time to do this.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, February 22nd at 3 p.m., join us for a screening of Garvey's Ghost, an original Canadian series directed by Francis Ann Solomon. Travel through time and follow the hilarious adventures of Marcus Garvey's Ghost. There will also be a virtual Q&A with cast and crew, hosted in collaboration with Montreal School of Performing Arts. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
All right, so...
What do we got next?
What do we got next? We have a band from Vancouver who are making waves at the moment. They have a new album out called This Used to Be Heaven. Used?
Yeah, sure.
Used. This Used to Be Heaven. The song is Silken Hands. This is Angel Maker here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show.
I thought you should know what your music does. It kills people.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690, that was Angel Maker with the song Silken Hands from the album This Used to Be Heaven. From Vancouver, what do you guys think about that?
I like them. They get a bad rap for the karate chop kind of mosh pits, but I kind of dig it.
No, they're awesome. I was just saying, I feel like, I don't know, I appreciate deathcore that just like knows what it is, does what it does well. I don't want to sound like elitist or whatever, like I feel like a lot of the deathcore I'm hearing these days is very maximalistic.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that the scope of this is restrained and very focused. Yeah, no, awesome track.
Yeah, I like it too. Everyone should check that out, Angel Maker. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this, Jay. I went to go see Nine Inch Nails on Monday.
During the commercial break, we both accidentally found out that we both went by accident.
Yeah, I would have messaged you to say...
Same.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. I got a ticket last minute. And where were you sitting?
I was sitting in section 114 S.
Talk to me in colors. I'm an 80s kid.
So I was in the red. I was in the bowl, in the bottom bowl. Where were you?
I was in the red, but further back. You know how it's shaped like an oval?
Yeah.
So I was high enough that you can see the show, but I was so far back. That's
still a bit far away.
Yeah,
I was pretty close. Yeah, I mean, so I paid a good decent chunk of change for my tickets. I'll just go on a 30-second rant about Ticketmaster. So I paid $244.50 for my ticket on the day of the show. In front of me, there were tickets for $125. I was looking at the tickets because I was trying to move up and sit in empty seats. And when I went to buy the ticket on the day of the show, when the tickets went on sale, in the pit, tickets were $198. They sold out immediately.
Yeah.
On the day of the show, on Monday, I looked on Ticketmaster. There were tickets available in the pit for $198.
So
not when I wanted to buy them. They were gone, and they were gone for 6 months, and then all of a sudden they showed up on the day of.
That's like the diamond industry fake scarcity.
Now, people say, oh, it's Ticketmaster that sets the prices. If you go on the Ticketmaster website in their help section, they have a section that says, I think that it's called Who Sets the Prices for the Tickets. It's the artist and the management. Say what you want about whatever. It's not true. Ticketmaster is not the one. I'm not going to be an apologist for Ticketmaster. I hate them. But Ticketmaster is not the one that sets the prices.
Yeah.
It's the artist and the management.
Yeah.
They tell Ticketmaster, turn on the dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
So I paid $244 for my ticket because Trent Reznor thinks that's how much I should be paying for my ticket. I love you, Trent Reznor, but fuck you.
Yeah.
How's that? How's that for a hot take?
I don't think it's especially hot. I think a lot of people
dynamic
feel the same
pricing
way,
yeah. is a real issue.
It's horrible.
The computers can actually read what your purchases were and know what your spending habits are, and based on your spending habits, or they'll raise the price for you because they think that's the whole dictionary definition of dynamic pricing means in real time they can figure out what you're spending if you can afford it.
Right.
On the other hand, like not to play devil's advocate or whatever, you know, like, I mean, putting on a show is expensive.
Right.
And musicians are like serially underpaid.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, $240, I feel, is a lot of money to spend on a ticket. But also at the same time, I guess, like,
you have to calculate all the people that are helping you behind the scenes,
the crew,
on the tour, the cost of the hotels, the cost of the food, the cost of the everything. This is the other side of the argument.
Of course,
is that, and then
dynamic pricing is just pure evil.
Well, I mean, there's we can get into dynamic pricing, but some would say, well, why not? You say you love that artist so much. Mm-hmm. How much do you love that artist? $67 is too much. Yeah, but you said you loved that artist. And you want that artist to continue making music and entertain you, maybe $240 is exactly how much that should
cost. That's like saying, oh, you just walked across the desert, you want a bottle of water? Okay, it's $100.
You guys see the show Succession?
Yeah.
There's a great line from it. Life is not a knight in shining armor. It's a number on a piece of paper.
Right.
So what's the number?
Right.
Is the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here, let's play a Nine Inch Nails song that they didn't play. And don't get it twisted. I love Trent Reznor. Sorry, Trent.
To your argument, this whole how desperate are you pricing, is that's what it really is.
Yeah.
It's how desperate are you pricing. And then you're no longer you're a drug dealer noticing how desperate somebody is.
Yeah, yeah. There is an exploitative nature to it, but that's capitalism.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
The bad side of it.
Yeah. Well, here, you know what? Let's play this. This is Vessel from the album Year Zero by Nine Inch Nails on the Electric Messiah Radio Show.
Oh my God!
JLO 1690. That's it. That was...
it goes by
that?
So fast, doesn't it?
That was Nine Inch Nails with the song Vessel from the album Year Zero. And we have less album. Than a minute left. Yeah, that was a good show, eh?
I liked it.
Yeah, I had fun at that
they
show.
They played the classics. That was it was good for everybody.
Yeah, and they opened with Something You Can Never Have. Something I Can Never Have.
I like the piano in the middle of the arena.
Yeah. It was a nice setup. What else do you got? Well, plug your show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just plugging my show. We're playing Piranha Bar tomorrow night. Storming Strikes and Dumbass. They're headlining because it's their EP release party.
It's Imi Polex.
And
I don't know how to pronounce that. Imi Polex Band and Screaming Steel, Angels Spit. Oh, no, that's a different show.
No, that's
now, here's your show, Dumbass, Screaming Steel, and what was the other band?
It's Dumbass, Storming Strikes is the headliner because it's their EP release.
And Hate Stinger. We got to go. That's it. Have a good one.